Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Baba Basra 176. And today's Daf Yomi, we thank Hashem Yisbarach for bringing us to the last page of the tractate Baba Basra. And Baba Basra, if we measure it by pages, is the longest tractate in all of Shas. And it's also the conclusion of three tractates which are really lumped together: Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Basra. And so Baba Basra is the last of these three tractates. And the Minchas Elazar says that each one of these three tractates represents the fact that the world is divided into three 2,000-year periods leading up through the year 6,000, which, and this last period, from 4,000 to 6,000, is the period of the Messianic era, so to speak. And so therefore, when we have completed the tractate Baba Basra, it's symbolic of the fact that we are coming closer to the Messianic era. And this tells us that keeping the laws of honesty in business, which is to a large degree what Baba Basra is all about, is the foundation of society, from the fact that we divide the world into the three Baba tractates, and also it is the key to Messianic redemption. And so therefore we pray that Hashem Yisbarach give us the strength to not only have studied these laws but also to internalize these laws in our daily lives. So what does this last page of the tractate end with? So back on the Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Hey Amabez, we had discussed the dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Ben Nanos in the Mishnah regarding a guarantor and Arev who had signed the contract after the witnesses, guaranteed it only after the witnesses. So Rabbi Shmuel said, under those circumstances, since his guarantee happened after the witnesses had signed, when the lender comes to collect from the guarantor, he can only collect it from his free and clear property that he has in his possession, but not from anything he had sold to purchasers after the loan took place. Whereas Benana says no, because it's like someone who is being strangled in the marketplace and the guarantor comes along and says, stop the strangling, I'll pay the loan, I'll guarantee it. Therefore, he says he's not really responsible because the loan didn't take place under the assumption that the person would be the guarantor. And when that exchange happened in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel praised Ben Nanas and said everybody who wants to be wise should study the laws of monetary matters, and also people should become attendants to Ben Nanas, especially in these laws. But today we say that even though Rabbi Shmuel praised Ben Nanas, nevertheless we say the law is still like Rabbi Shmuel, and we do not rule like Ben Nanas. And we say that you can collect from a guarantor even if he guarantees it after the loan took place. And says the Gemara, even where a case of Bechonuk, even where the guarantor saw the borrower being strangled in the marketplace by the lender, and he says, leave him alone, I'll guarantee it, we can still collect from the guarantor under those circumstances. And comes along the Gemara and says, Shmuel also rules that an Arav Ba'alma lo bai kinyon, that in general, if somebody wants to be a guarantor, we do not require him to have made a formal transaction. Unlike the case of in the marketplace where he saw somebody choking, that we would say that there Shmuel would require, in order to make the guarantor responsible to pay the loan of the borrower, to have actually done a formal transaction. In general, a guarantor does not have to make a formal kinyon in order to be responsible. And Rav Nachman comes along and qualifies this, and he says he disagrees, because Rav Nachman says the only type of guarantor that does not require a kinyon is if a guarantor happened in response to a bezdin, meaning to say, if a court came along, if the bezdin comes along and wants to collect money from a borrower because the borrower owes the money and the court wants to come in and force him to pay, if at that point a guarantor says to the bezdin, leave him alone, I'll guarantee it, well, under those circumstances, we would say that that guarantor does not require a kinyan because he's talking to the court. But in general, Rav Nachman says that every guarantor requires a formal kinyan to have been made. And indeed, the law is, says our Gemara, and it's concluding law, that we say that in general, that if a guarantor happened at the time the loan was taking place, he does not require a kinyan. However, but if the guarantor came after the fact, we do require a kinyan. And arv based in lo by kinyan, but somebody who is a guarantor in the court, like Rav Nachman had said, does not require a kinyan. Somebody who guarantees a loan to the court, there does not need to be a formal transaction. And what is the reason for this? Says the Gemara in the very last line of the entire tractate, to be anihi hana de mehemen le gomer umeshabe le, because with that benefit, the personal benefit that the person who guarantees something to the court and the court believes him, that is considered gamur mishabele. That is considered the equivalent of a kinyan. He is making himself responsible to pay the loan of the borrower, because it's such a great degree of belief that the court trusts this person, and so in return for that, he is actually guaranteeing that he's going to pay the loan. And it's very significant to me that this is the very last line of the tractate, because what this tractate is basically about is about teaching us how to conduct ourselves in business with honesty when we're dealing with other people's money and when we're interacting in that fashion. And it's telling us that that carrying oneself with integrity is something that is incredibly important and meaningful, and a person, if we carry ourselves in that way with the help of Hashem Yisbach, then we will have just an enormous personal benefit as well. And that benefit will be that we are believed and we are carrying ourselves with a good name. And so it is my prayer to all of us who have studied together this tractate Baba Basra, that we not only have studied these laws, but we can internalize these laws and always carry ourselves better with integrity in the schus of having studied this tractate.